I'm Tom Mitchell with Riverfront Packing Company in Vero Beach, Florida. I'm also the current president of Florida Citrus Mutual.
At the Citrus Crop Forecast, they announced 79 million boxes of oranges for Florida. What was your immediate reaction to that number?
Well, I'm primarily a fresh grapefruit grower, so I really have to rely on the opinions of others. And a lot of people that I spoke to felt that the number might be slightly high. It was a little higher than what they expected. I think they were thinking a lower number might come in, especially with the early mids. With grapefruit, I definitely felt like the number was high, and it took me by surprise as far as how high it was, because we're still dealing with a multi-year storm event over where we're at, and the people in the Southwest are still recovering from the Irma damage that they received last season.
So you wouldn't be surprised if you saw the numbers dip throughout the season?
I would not.
How are your grapefruit trees looking right now?
Well, like I said, with the damage from Irma, unfortunately, over on the East Coast, we had a significant amount of water. It took a lot of time for that water to get off those trees, and so we feel like it might have multi-year effects for our crop. Unfortunately, we lost quite a bit of leaves, and I think a lot of the energy from the tree was used to regrow the tree instead of growing fruit. So we are still optimistic about the future, but we're a little bit concerned as far as how long those effects might be with the damage we received in Irma.
So more of a cautious optimism.
Correct.
Any other comments you wanted to make about the forecast or the season?
No, looking forward to it. I feel like, if anything, it's a positive direction moving on from Irma, and looking forward to continuing to look at opportunities to regrow this industry.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.